We are getting the latest headlines from the York County Library System. We have Stacey Williams joining us. Good morning to you, Stacey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got more exciting news to share. That is because, as we've already reported, Stacey's going to give us more details, but the Rock Hill branch is officially reopened.
Yes, we are. It's so excited to be reopened. We've been closed for quite some time, and everyone was anxious and wanted to know like when we were reopening, but we officially reopened on Monday, so it's been a first full week for us, but we are so glad to have everyone back, seeing everyone's smiling faces. So if you have not had a chance, just come in and see the new building, all of the upgrades that we have inside, and we are having a formal celebration May 2nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm going to have some fun stuff planned for everybody to come in and see all the new upgrades.
Well, the opening of the library was right on time and cue because we're going to celebrate National Library Week, April the 19th through the 25th.
Yes, we are celebrating next week, and that week, just to drop in and just show your appreciation and love for the library. We're going to be focusing on, what do you love most about the library? And so we're going to ask for feedback from the community through our public survey that we just launched, where we're going to get some information from the community because we're trying to have a strategic plan in place. So we need input from the community about the services that we provide, what's working, what they'd like to see happen in the future. So next week we'll celebrate all of our library professionals and staff dedicated to literacy. So drop in, come see the new space in Rock Hill, and just show your support.
And I think what's interesting about the survey is that you don't necessarily have to be an adult. You're asking for people 12, at the age of 12 and older. So it goes all the way up.
We really want to get the input from our teens as well. Like, what do they come into the library for? What would they like to see? What type of programs resources do they need? So the questions are really simple. Only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to complete the survey. And we really, really would like to get some input from the community on this.
Please weigh in. We know you have opinions and thoughts because you share it on social media all the time. So put that to good use, because Stacey and the crew over there at the York County Library, they're saying this will help design the future, right? Design spaces that young people want. You know, what that looks like. What does the library of tomorrow look like? Listen, I can remember when the Kindle was released. People thought that was going to be the end of really books and libraries, and libraries said, no, hold my Coke. We've got a lot of going. We've got a lot of stuff going on. It's really become a gathering spot, which has always served as that, but it's really become a gathering spot for so many community events. And you don't have to be as quiet. You still have to be respectful and be quiet when you're in the library. But Stacey, as you've shared with us before, all the events you have at the library, you can be loud a little bit. You can you can use your normal voice. Just read the room. If someone up there is reading, you don't want to be as loud as you can, right? Well, that should be beyond just the library, but that's a whole nother discussion for a whole nother day.
Read the room, remember? Well, this next one I'm going to let Lucas talk about because it's one that's very near and dear to his heart.
Stacey, you know I love the Friends Books on Main store here in downtown Rock Hill, and it is celebrating 10 years.
Yes, they had a birthday this Wednesday, so just, wow, 10 years has gone by. I can remember the ribbon cutting for that.
Well, we can remember before they opened the store, they would do these sales at the library, and you would pay by the inch. So it was a dollar an inch, and you'd stack your books up, and we did many stories. And then to see that that sale that happened two or three times a year has evolved into a shop, a store. It's pretty amazing.
And it's thriving, and they had a DVD sale, and they had a large donation recently of DVDs. So those are a dollar each if you want to stop in and get a DVD or looking for an older movie. There's something for everyone in that bookstore. So
there's also like puzzles and games and that kind of thing as well.
It is fantastic. It makes for great gifts for that person on your list who's got everything. Give them a book, and these books are in fantastic condition. Every time I'm in there, as I've shared often, I'm shocked to see this book is only 35 cents. Are you kidding me? I'll take it. I'll read all the juicy gossip. All those celebrities spill all the tea. That's where I go first and see whose autobiography is up there so I can learn about it.
So
it
congrats.
It is great. Job well done. And I'll swing by maybe this weekend and share it on social media how excited I am for that. That's job well done. It's a great addition to our community. And then save the date for LibraryCon. It is back once again.
Yes, back Saturday, May 16th. So
that'll be like the first really big event after the grand opening, of course.
And we are always, it's grown each year. We're looking at over maybe 500 attendees or even more this year. So that's going to be our big first event back in Rock Hill.
That's great. Congratulations. That's fantastic. Thank you.